From increasing compliance regulations to managing risk, the partner you choose has to be able to keep up with your performance. The team at Allied Solutions is working hard to ensure that you have the services and solutions you need, such as auxiliary loan product refunds, coverage and cancellations, billing leniency, repossession, and more. For over 40 years, Allied has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and over $100 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions can help you move the needle. Visit online at alliedsolutions.net/autofinance.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor at AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to welcome back Stephanie Allsbrooks Hansen, the award-winning entrepreneur, former DeFi Solutions chief executive, and now president of the newly formed Tricolor Financial. Stephanie, thank you so much for making time for the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Nick.
Well, first, most importantly, in the times that we are in, how are you and your family and friends feeling nowadays?
We are all good. I mean, definitely weird times, but COVID has brought some good changes, like having all the kids at home for a while. But like everyone, we're over it and ready to get back to normal.
Well, that's so great to hear. It's been not only associated with the pandemic, but for you personally, it's been a time of change. Just what have the past couple of years like been for you professionally after being so involved with DeFi Solutions from its inception and then the subsequent transition from the company? Kind of a state of Stephanie update
here. Right, sure. Well, I got to catch up on my sleep, that's for sure. it was definitely a transition. I love DeFi, I love the clients, love the team. So it was hard to be apart from that. At first I started, doing 100 things, probably like a lot of people do when they transition. I started writing a book, created a card game. I continued doing real estate like I've done for, 16 plus years. Then I transitioned into starting another company that I was excited about. It was called CleanLayer. We raised money, had a great team, got the product built, but unfortunately couldn't find a product market fit. So we returned investor capital. So that was a little disappointing. And then I did some consulting with a large auto company and then planned to take some kind of real time to decide what to do next. But I got the call from Tricolor to use what they've learned over the last 14 years and build something new with it. So this is where I'm at.
Well, that's exciting and certainly kind of a broad level view of things, fintech, artificial intelligence, machine learning. These are all terms that are so much in conversations nowadays. But from your experience, from your perspective, what have these ingredients done to improve auto financing most, in your opinion?
Sure. Well, on the fintech side, I think a lot of people and many investors saw the need for big change in auto. And so because of that, I think we've seen a lot of money come in and be invested in auto over the last 10 years. Things were relatively stagnant before that. So I think the term fintech and fintech investors to just help the industry realize that it needs to change and has started pushing everybody out of their comfort zones a little bit to be part of and to create the change rather than just let people from that haven't been in the industry or investors come in and impose it on us. So I think that's been a good change. Anytime a market needs to change, sometimes it takes a little push from the outside. And I think that has definitely happened. And then on the AI machine learning side, I think for a while, they were certainly just buzzwords in our industry, but finally they're starting to find some actual uses. Obvious easy use and scoring and decisioning. And I think I've seen that grow every year since the buzzword started. And at first it was just talking about it. And now you can see lenders implementing it. Typically you would have had a big data set and you would use that to create a new static scorecard every 2 years. And now you can use that same data set more dynamically and in real time to score a decision more accurately. So I think that's been a great, great outcome. And then auto's filled with manual and repetitive tasks, just like any industry. So anywhere you can use machine learning to improve those manual tasks and make the efficiency better, I think we're starting to see lenders use that a lot.
Again, our special guest here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast is award-winning entrepreneur Stephanie Alsbrooks Hansen, who now is the new president of the newly formed Tricolor Financial. And Stephanie, as you embark here on your latest professional endeavor, just made public here in the past couple of weeks, what intrigued you about this opportunity with Tricolor? How might it leverage your past experiences?
I hope that the experience of bringing DeFi to market will help me bring our new offering to market as well. And my experiences in building something and knowledge that it's not just a straight line will help encourage me and push me to be creative and keep going. I've known Tricolor for a decade. I love the mission-driven businesses, and mission-driven certainly doesn't make the business perfect or free from mistakes or challenges, but it gives the team something to be excited about. And I think we all want to do our part to change the world for the better. So for this opportunity, I think what intrigued me was being able to use everything that the company has learned, good and bad, for the last 14 years, everything that I've learned, good and bad, throughout my career, and bring a new product to market that can help expand that mission. Tricolor itself can only reach so many of the underserved consumers through their brick and mortar stores. And while certainly they can open more stores, that impact is still going to be limited to their footprint. So so I'm a big fan of partnering and finding ways to expand that mission and impact, you know, the world through multiple businesses kind of working together. And I think we'll be able to do that.
Closing moments here with Stephanie Alsbrooks Hansen, the award-winning entrepreneur and new president of Tricolor Financial. And to round us out on a related topic, and certainly, as you just mentioned, making the world a better place, quick divulge here, when I listened to my alma mater's college basketball games online, there's a message that's often included in a public service announcement saying that she can STEM, talking about science, technology, engineering, and math. And how hopeful are you that even more women forge a path similar to that you've enjoyed in being intimately involved in science and technology and artificial intelligence and machine learning and all this fintech development that we are enjoying now, that's being involved, whether it's even in auto financing or other financial services, that this is an avenue that you've enjoyed and other women can too?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I have four daughters and two nieces, so I'm very hopeful, of course. I've tried to get the kids involved in every random activity from a young age, from science to cooking to sports to scuba. So I think it's incredibly important to find your passion, whatever that is, and to feel like being successful is within your reach. I personally loved finance from a very, very early age, of getting my general ledger, you know, paper, of course, when I was eight. I loved my Vic Commodore 64, you know, my Vic Commodore when I got that. But when I got to college, I was so overwhelmed with being in a big city. I went down a safe path and I got a job in a fast food restaurant. And it took my uncle, and that was, you know, fairly normal, but it took my uncle encouraging me to quit and to find something in the field that I loved in finance, which was great advice and the right path for me, because I got a job in finance, which led to, you know, to all my other jobs since then. Another time I was in a job where I was learning, I was getting a great opportunity. But I was offered a job in another company that paid 25% more. The company, that particular company, was very stagnant, but I felt like I needed to take it because I needed to support my family and I should take a job that was more secure and stable so that I could, you know, take care of the kids and so forth. But I took a risk, declined the job, and stayed where I could learn more and grow, even though it was a lot more work. And I think that was a great thing. And I think the world and companies and everything has changed to allow for the women to be involved in everything and still be able to you know, take care of their kids and do everything they wanted to. So yeah, certainly doesn't mean that I didn't have to push. You know, I had to push and be my own advocate for more opportunities, but I'm thankful that I had men and women around me to allow me to grow and find my passion. So I certainly hope that for the next generation as well.
That's Stephanie Allsbrooks Hansen, award-winning entrepreneur and now the president of the newly formed Tricolor Financial. Stephanie, thank you so much for the time here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Congratulations on the newest professional chapter and all the best for continued success.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, simply just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.